Good morning. It's Wednesday, May 13th, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, a massive missile defense project in the U.S. is drawing fresh scrutiny. A new report from the Congressional Budget Office says President Donald Trump's proposed Golden Dome defense shield could cost more than $1.2 trillion over the next 20 years, far above the original $175 billion estimate. The system is designed to defend the U.S. against advanced ballistic and cruise missile attacks using land, sea, and space-based technologies. But the report also warns the shield could still be overwhelmed by a large-scale strike from rivals like Russia or China. Democratic Senator Jeff Merkley called the project a giveaway to defense contractors, while Trump has argued it's necessary to counter next-generation threats. SpaceX and Lockheed Martin have already secured billions in early contracts as development moves forward. Another news. Another shakeup is hitting the Trump administration's health team. EFTA Commissioner Marty McCarry is leaving his post after just over a year in charge of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. President Trump confirmed the departure while leaving for China, saying McCarry had been having some difficulties, but praised him as a great doctor and a friend. McCarry faced criticism from multiple sides, including over flavored vape approvals, abortion pill regulations, and drug review decisions. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. thanked him for helping advance the administration's Make America Healthy Again agenda. Deputy Commissioner Kyle Diamantis will temporarily lead the EFTA while the White House searches for a permanent replacement. McCarry's departure adds to a growing list of high-profile exits from Trump's health and national security teams. Another news. Federal prosecutors are now pursuing criminal charges over the deadly Baltimore Bridge collapse. The operator of the cargo ship Dolly, Synergy Marine, and one of its employees have been charged with conspiracy, obstruction, and misconduct resulting in death after the vessel struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge in March 2024. Six construction workers were killed when the bridge collapsed into the river. Prosecutors say the company hid safety concerns, falsified records, and failed to disclose hazards to the U.S. Coast Guard. Investigators say the ship lost power twice just minutes before impact because of faulty systems and improper fuel pump use. Synergy Marine denies wrongdoing and says the government is criminalizing a tragic accident. Maryland has separately reached a $2.25 billion civil settlement with the company as reconstruction of the bridge continues. Around the world, the cost of the Iran war is climbing sharply as tensions rise again in the Middle East. Pentagon officials told U.S. lawmakers the conflict has now cost Washington more than $29 billion since fighting began in February. The update came just before President Trump departed for China for major talks with President Xi Jinping, where Iran is expected to be a key topic alongside trade and Taiwan. Trump said the U.S. would win peacefully or otherwise, and claimed Iran's military capabilities had been severely damaged. Meanwhile, Iran signaled it could enrich uranium to weapons-grade levels if attacked again, while Revolutionary Guard forces carried out new military exercises near Tehran. The Strait of Hormuz also remains a major flashpoint, with Iran expanding military control around the vital shipping route as European officials consider future naval patrol missions. Another news. Fighting between Russia and Ukraine has resumed after a brief ceasefire collapsed. Russian and Ukrainian forces exchanged drone and missile strikes shortly after a three-day truce expired on Tuesday. Ukrainian officials said one person was killed in the Dnipropetrovsk region as Russian drones targeted Kyiv and other eastern areas. Russia's defense ministry said it shot down 27 Ukrainian drones over several regions near the border. President Donald Trump had announced the temporary truce ahead of Russia's World War II victory celebrations, calling it a possible beginning of the end of the conflict. But both sides accused each other of violating the pause almost immediately. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said it was still too early to discuss specifics of ending the war, while Ukraine says Moscow continues demanding territory, Kyiv refuses to surrender. Another news. And finally, the European Union is facing backlash over plans to hold migration talks with Taliban officials in Brussels. The European Commission confirmed it has invited Taliban representatives to discuss the return of Afghan migrants from Europe, insisting the move does not amount to formal recognition of the Taliban government. Around 20 EU member states are exploring ways to deport migrants, particularly those considered security risks, back to Afghanistan. Critics argue the talks cross an ethical line, especially as Afghanistan faces a deep humanitarian crisis. Green Party lawmaker Melissa Camara warned the EU risks abandoning its core values by hosting Taliban officials. Humanitarian groups also say millions of returning Afghans are already struggling without stable housing, jobs, or food. The proposed meeting would require Belgium to issue special visas to Taliban representatives. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.